I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's easy to become numb to the plight of persecuted believers, especially when it's ongoing. And that's particularly true in North Korea, which has been considered the worst place for Christians to live for the last 14 years. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says they're assisting these believers through their underground university. That ministry equips North Koreans who fled the country with biblical knowledge and training in evangelism. So would you keep these believers in your prayer? Pray for courage and strength as they share Christ in their home country. And Set Free Ministries exists to remind believers that God can rescue us from any prison, be it addiction, fear, or depression. Jonathan's painful backstory caused him to look for comfort in drugs. And before he knew it, his life was upside down. Head to missionnews.org for part one of his story. And then tune in tomorrow to hear how God turned the whole thing around. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.